I would have done probably 4 years in prison for supervising sales reps talking about our medical devices in a way that didn't harm any patient.
Howard Root is the CEO and founder of the medical device company Vascular Solutions, which develops life-saving medical technologies such as freeze-dried blood plasma to help wounded soldiers on the battlefield, and catheters that make heart surgery safer and easier for doctors. But 5 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration filed a criminal lawsuit against Vascular Solutions that might have sent Root to prison for 4 years. While tearing apart the company he spent decades building.
Till we get this stopped, medical device companies aren't going to be started because no one's going to be crazy enough to do what I did 20 years ago today with this kind of culture of prosecution against medical device companies.
The dispute that almost destroyed Vascular Solutions and landed this 55-year-old executive behind bars involves a product they call the Varilase Kit. It uses lasers to treat varicose veins, which are not only a cosmetic issue, but also a health problem that can lead to serious blood clotting. The agency accused Root and his company of selling medical devices without FDA approval, and then conspiring to hide that fact.
We're in a litigious industry, so we get subpoenas once in a while, but this was a different subpoena because it was a federal Department of Justice subpoena, and it was criminal.
In 2010, the FDA approved the product for use on veins near the surface of the skin, but not for veins that appear deep under the flesh. It's not that the agency found evidence that the Varilase kit poses a significant danger when used in this way. It's just the agency didn't specifically approve the device for this purpose.
Basically, the government's allegation is they're making claims for which they've not sought approval or clearance.
Mark Duvall is an attorney who specializes in FDA medical device compliance.
If the government differs with you on the way you're interpreting your labeling, then have a conversation with the company. Maybe at worst write them a warning letter, but you don't indict them. And that's what was at stake here in the Howard Root Vascular Solutions case.
The company applied for permission to market the device for treating the short veins that connect veins on the surface to veins buried deep under the skin. These short veins are called perforators, but the application was denied. The FDA claims that Vascular Solutions went ahead and marketed it for this perforator vein use anyway, even developing a special attachment for the Varilase kit specifically designed for this purpose.
So the whole trial was on this gray hub, which we called the short kit, which was just a different version of this other standard 12 centimeter kit. So the government claimed that while we could sell the red hub one, that when we sold the gray hub one, that was considered to be a crime.
But the FDA's allegations regarding the gray hub tip were false. In fact, both the red hub and the gray hub applicators can treat varicose veins near the surface of the skin. It's just that many doctors chose to use the gray tip to treat perforator veins as well. Doctors didn't need the company's permission to use the Varilase kit in this way. Using medical devices in ways that aren't specifically sanctioned by the FDA, which is known as off-label use, is a common and accepted practice.
Government doesn't begrudge medical practitioners in the practice of medicine from doing that. They encourage it. They know that that's the way medicine gets advanced.
You could not have cardiology procedures on children unless you did off-label use of medical devices, because none of our products are approved for the use on patients under the age of 18. And off-label use is recognized as being legal, necessary, life-saving. But off-label promotion, the government says, that's a crime.
The FDA charged the company's sales team with encouraging doctors to use the Varilase kit for off-label purposes. A key piece of evidence? Internal training materials in which the FDA claimed company trainers instructed salespeople to market the product for use on the unapproved perforator veins. In fact, these internal presentations demonstrated no such thing. The presentations referred to doctors using the device to treat short veins. But short veins are also found near the surface of the skin, and the company did have FDA approval to market the device for use near the surface of the skin.
Perforator veins are short. Short saphenous vein is short. There's a lot of short segments, and it's not a code word for something illegal. It's just a description of a length of a vein that you would treat with our product.
The government flagged an email Root forwarded to the entire sales force from an employee bragging about selling the kit to a doctor, who mentioned that he planned to use the device to treat perforator veins, noting that this would alleviate the problem tenfold. But there's no evidence that the salesperson was pushing the doctor to use the device in this way. When they failed to find hard evidence in internal company documents, U.S. attorneys badgered employees at a grand jury proceeding, hoping to shape their testimony into something usable.
I quickly realized that the U.S. government is this monster of a thing, that they have all the power and all the money and all the control. And I felt very much like a pawn with them.
The government came back and not only asked for clarification, but stated that if I didn't clarify it to what they wanted it to say, then certain things would happen to me. I could lose my career. I could be charged and have to do jail time.
They want you to sign this document clarifying your testimony. And I remember reading the document and I'm like, that's not what I said and that's not what I intended to say.
They wanted me to say, I do not deny that there was a conspiracy at the company.
There was a document at one point that I saw and there were four current employees listed on there that the government felt that these employees had not been cooperative during the process and were not probably a good representation of what a company should have, especially in an officer level, and that those people should be terminated, and my name was on that list.
So they tell the employees, look, we're getting close to settling with the company. And when we settle with the company, we're going to demand that they fire whoever doesn't testify the way we want them to testify. So if you get on the right side before the company settles, you're good. If you're on the wrong side, the company will throw you under the bus and your career will be over.
At this point, the Department of Justice was pouring time and resources into destroying an established medical device company and fighting to put a well-regarded executive behind bars. Why? Because Vascular Solutions allegedly encouraged doctors to use a product in a way that, although it was benefiting patients, the agency hadn't okayed yet. Of course, that's not the whole story.
This whole matter started, as most of these do, with a whistleblower. So a disgruntled former employee decides that he wants to start a complaint. And the system is set up so that the whistleblower gets 20% of whatever the government might recover from us in pursuing his claim.
The Department of Justice brags about its return on investment for the dollar spent. They claim that for every dollar they spend in prosecutorial efforts, they bring in $8 to the coffers.
Vascular Solutions decided to settle the civil suit for a little more than $500,000, a fraction of what it would have cost the company to battle it out in court. Although the government was also willing to settle the criminal suit, Root refused and insisted on going to trial, even though doing so meant risking jail time.
We were fine if we had to pay money, we were fine if we had to do compliance, but we weren't going to take employees who had done nothing wrong and fire them and get them excluded from anywhere in healthcare for their career just to get out of this problem.
He definitely could have gone to prison. It was risky to not settle.
The government's case collapsed in the courtroom. Witness after witness failed to back the government's side of the story. The final blow to the FDA's case came when an expert witness called by the government said that using the Varolase kit on perforator veins might not even qualify as off-label use in some instances, undermining the entire premise of the case.
One of the key governmental witnesses basically testified on behalf of the defense.
The defense rested without calling a single witness from its roster. After 5 years and $25 million in legal fees, Howard Root walked free and Vascular Solutions was in the clear with a not guilty verdict. The fight changed the way the entire industry thinks about off-label use and free speech.
The government, by acquiescing to a jury instruction, agreed that off-label promotion was not necessarily illegal if it was wholly truthful and in proper context. Was earth-shattering to the industry.
The evening following his big win in court, Root received a surprising email from one of the jurors that said, "In all my life, I've never feared the government. What the federal government did to you, your company, and your employees is nothing short of criminal."
People say you fear a jury. I didn't fear this jury. I feared the judge. I really feared the prosecutors. But the jurors are the ones who really know what's going on, and they're the ones who have justice in their hearts.
My experience changed the way that I felt about how the government is supposed to protect the innocent and bring down the bad guys, bring down the people who are truly doing criminal acts.
After watching what I saw, you know, go on with the prosecutors and how this played out and how the information was manipulated, I don't think I could go into a courtroom again and actually believe that the government was telling the truth. I will never look at the U.S. government the same again.
Root still worries about the effect of overzealous regulation and prosecution on medical innovation and the health and lives of millions of Americans.
What happens to medical device companies affects the startups, and we're now bigger than the startups. We're substantial, we're profitable, and we can continue to grow as long as we want to. But it's a sick feeling when you see not as much development as there was 20 years ago today, because the government is punishing people who are trying to start new companies.